Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a new show. This is Wendy. I'll be co-hosting tonight with Tara. We're excited to have you listening to us. Hey, Tara.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good. We were chatting before the show, so we're a little bit, like, trying to make sure everything works and sounds right and all of that stuff. So, you know, you all know that we kind of, like, slide in here a few minutes before the show, and it gets a little crazy. Just like you guys, you know, your house too. So tonight we have a fun show. We are welcoming back Krista Wells. She's going to be having a new segment on our show. We're so excited to have her as a new co-host. It's going to be called Krista's Corner for now. And it's sort of like having Dr. Phil come visit us once a month.
She's cuter.
So, yeah, but cuter, right? So she's going to come on and talk about making 2013 our best year ever. So we put it on our Facebook page, beware, listening to this radio show may make your 2013 your best year yet. So we invite
Yay.
You to get comfortable and pour yourself a cup of coffee, tea, whatever it is, hot toddy. It is
water. We all need to be drinking more water.
Water. I know, right? More water.
Not very good enough, but for you.
I know, right? We're going to talk about fitness, too. I'm going to give you a little update on my little workout regimen. I am so sore today. Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. It's so horrible. I feel bad. Like, I've been watching. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that quite yet. So I want to give you a heads up on our little segment with Krista. So here's the thing. Like, we're going to talk about all kinds of cool things to get us motivated for 2013. So she's asking us, you know, have you come up with your motivational theme song for 2013? Because there's some really cool ones out there. Or what about even a theme sentence? And, you know, maybe you're coming up with ways to be, like we've talked about earlier, becoming healthier, wiser. If you're doing a vision board, I'm going to be sharing my vision board with you guys. And even if you're doing a vision board on Pinterest, you know, we can share those photos with each other because I think that's kind of cool to just do one board on Pinterest and just make it your vision board. Maybe you do a daily goal journal to plan out and track your progress, whatever that is. We're wondering, you know, what you guys have been doing, if anything, to get ready for the year.
I know. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it is going to be
exciting.
There's still
time. We're still in January.
Yes, we're still in January, and we're going to give you lots of ideas on tonight's show. So, and she'll be coming up a little bit later. That's Krista Wells. You can go to her website while we're getting ready for her to get here. It's themilitaryspousecoach.com. That's where you'll find her. So we just invite you.
So if we haven't done anything yet, we're good. We can still start, right? I mean, that's not me. I'm just That couldn't be me.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have it all
planned
out.
We're going to ask her that question. We're going to ask her. She might say, oh, no, it's too late. It's too late for you girls.
Well, yeah, right. Oh, goodness. Please come join us so I don't feel alone in starting my plan late for the best year ever. I don't want to be alone. I'm sure we have some listeners who are just, you know, come along with us, so that'll be awesome. I'm excited. Are you on the computer? What are you doing?
Yes, I'm just making sure that I got everything up. I have the chat room open, just so y'all know.
You can tell. Oh, yay, I love that. I always pretend like I can't find it. It's so funny. I have the worst time. I couldn't remember I think one of my things I need to put down is write down my passwords because I had issues getting on today. I was like, what is my password? So lo and behold, I figured it out. So if you're listening to us via our podcast, welcome. If it's on demand, you might get us a little later. Welcome to the show. We invite you to tune in live on the 2nd and the 4th Tuesdays of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern. No, Central.
Oh, wait. 9 p.m. Central. Sorry.
I always forget where we live. It's the military spouse curse. Where do we live? If you're listening live, be sure to introduce yourself in the chat room. Just remember OPSEC, Operational Security. There's some scary commercials on it on AFN if you've been overseas. Someone's moderating our chat room. I believe that will be Wendy and I. So
it can be me.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you. Yay. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet a message to us at My Military Life. And if you're on Facebook, look for us at facebook.com/mymilitarylife. So that is the technical stuff.
And we're almost at 6,000 followers on Twitter.
Yahoo!
Believe it
or not. I've got to get on there more.
I love Twitter. We get a lot of really cool interaction on Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, leave us, send us a message at Reply Us. We'll add you to our list of military spouses. We have one that we created. And so if you're looking for people to follow and some good military spouses to follow, you can check out our list on Twitter. Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. Here we are 2 weeks later. We said we'd be here in 2 weeks, and here we are. Congratulations.
You've always been on time because I've been around, so I'm not sure what has happened before now, but, you always seem surprised. We've always been on, I think, for every 2 weeks, it seems like.
Yeah, we have. We've been doing really well. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So I want to tell everybody really quick our last show. Well, okay, you know what? Let's do first things first. Give everybody our update for their contest, for our contest.
Okay, so our
three-way,
three-book, and now you tell me if anybody heard the show last week, and you better have, or else you owe me a dollar. I could get a lot of money with that. So three people were going to win, and now you tell me 12 Army Wives Give You the Best Advice They Never Got book. We interviewed Beth Corelli, who was one of the authors. She's awesome. So our three winners are, drumroll, I already put on Facebook, so if you read that, it isn't a surprise to you. Heather Rockle, which I just want to put out there, I just saw when I posted her, it's her birthday today. What a great present.
Really?
Yes, I was posting on her thing like, you won. And everybody's like, happy birthday, happy birthday. So I was like, ha, ha, ha. And I actually do know that girl, which is funny because this was not rigged. But so congratulations, Heather, and happy birthday. And also Kristen, this poor girl, I'm going to butcher her last name, Quinnell is a winner, and Marla Schroeder is our third winner. So it's on Facebook. I put your names out, and I sent you messages. Marla's message may have I forgot to put, please send me your address, but I gave her my email. So send your addresses, if you're listening, to Tara@MyMilitaryLife, and I will drop those in the mail for you tomorrow. And if you send it tomorrow, I will send it on Thursday. I'll get them in the mail because guess what? It's one of my to-dos. And I will knock that out on the way to the gym.
And that's really our first contest that we've had in a really long time. So that's kind of cool. We're excited to do more giveaways. Yeah.
We're going
to
get better. I promise. I'll get better at, promoting the giveaway, and we'll make it less complicated to win. Not somebody signing in, maybe.
We're figuring all this out. So, and we want to say thanks again to Mrs. Corelli. She is the wife of retired General Corelli, the former Vice Chief of Staff of the Army. And she came to us from a bridge and in a tunnel in the Seattle area.
She's a good sport.
If you haven't listened to the interview, you've got to listen to it. She's a delight. And she talks about the book. She talks about her big advice in that interview, and I think you have the download numbers, that we've had so far.
From that show, we have downloaded, it sounds like we've done it ourselves. We have had 2,359, so 2,359, everyone, is what we've had downloaded from the last show, and that is cool. So that's in 2 weeks.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, considering we don't promote our show. We should. We should promote it.
If we start promoting, imagine. We could take over the world. Or maybe not the world.
Imagine if
but.
We could get on AFN. We're working it though.
We could have that 1% of the whole entire world that's the military listening to our show. That's
oh
a, that 1% is a big. We're big. We're big in Japan.
So okay. So what else do you have? Tell me about what's been happening since the last time we did a show.
Let me think. I think, did our kids go to school last time? Have they started? I think they may have.
Yeah.
I've been going to the gym. I've been doing well, I think. Well, you know what? It's funny. I thought I was doing well, and then today there's a trainer, and they're free, I mentioned. And I said, hey, she was just like, what are you doing today? And I said, oh, I don't know, just some cardio or something. And I said, why, you want to work out? And she's like, yeah. But it wasn't want to work out, like we were both going to work out. It was pretty much her tell me what to do, and I did it, and so, which I'm all right with also, and I thought I'd been doing a pretty good job until she was, like, hollering at me, and so, yeah, it was painful and awesome, but mostly painful, and so, but it was such a good workout. I just felt,
you had your
I felt
own...
great.
That's awesome.
Free trainers,
say,
remember?
You
I
had
told
your you. Own, your own private Jillian, like, from The Biggest Loser, but was
no
she
joke.
Nicer to you?
Yes, she was a little bit nicer, and then she didn't scream like Jillian screams. I've been watching it. She screams, but this one just said, I was like on this machine that's not the elliptical and not the treadmill, but it's like that motion. It's very odd. I don't know what this machine is. I've been riding the bike thinking I'm like getting it. I rode 12 miles one day. I was like, yeah, reading Oprah, the OMAD. So I don't think I was getting a great workout if I was being able to – I don't think you should be able to read. I don't know how that works. So she said, you've been on this thing for 30 minutes and you haven't gotten to 2 miles. You better pick it up. I was like, jeez.
Oh.
Don't be cranky. So I said that to her. You don't have to be cranky. She started cracking up laughing. So, I mean, she'll, like, yell at me, but then she laughs. And I did pick it up because I was afraid. I was a little bit afraid. So. And I thought I was going to fall off that sucker. She's like, you better keep that above 13-somethings. I'm really technical. You can tell by my technical knowledge of the machine I was on and my 12 RPMs or something. I had to go 13 or she was going to get me. So it was a good workout. And tomorrow I just have to do that machine one more time for 30 minutes, and she's not going to do anything mean to me. I'm excited. And my thighs have been very
cool.
Sore, so. Yeah, and I did
you
cross
know,
the other
the
day
thing.
With my neighbor, which made me sore.
I think this whole being sore business, like when Jillian is yelling and Bob the trainer is yelling and everybody's yelling on The Biggest Loser, it's, you know, you don't realize how out of shape you are until you are doing it. And then you're like,
right.
Oh, my gosh, I want to stop. I'm going to die. I'm going to just die.
Well,
right
I thought
here.
For
totally
a minute, kidding. Like, while I was on that machine, I thought, I know why The Biggest Loser people fall off the treadmill. It's to get a break. Like, I thought to myself, I could throw myself off this machine right now just for 30 seconds of not doing it. I would take it. You know what I mean? I'll take the bruise. It's all – they didn't trip. No, they were looking for a break because it's painful.
It's like, let me just breathe and not have to do anything. Let me lay on the floor here for just 10 seconds.
You might be
seconds,
crying
please.
Down there, but at least you're not running. You know what I mean? But I watched it last night, and they ran a 5K, and I thought to myself, okay, that's ridiculous. I should
they
go and do something.
They already ran a 5K?
Yeah.
Wow. I have,
and
I have
they didn't
tape.
Die.
It's on my hopper.
And they didn't finish. You have to go watch it. I was just looking at the show like, I am pathetic. I've got to get off my behind more. So then I go to the thing and she's yelling at me to go faster. And I thought, they ran a 5K and they didn't die. I'll be all right. It's just perspective. But I did think of throwing myself off it. Oh, no, I tripped. Smart.
Oh, that's
smart
funny.
Thinking.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep
now,
you guys
you
updated
sore?
On our...
lawn work.
Yeah, I'm sore from doing the lawn and like doing squats and stuff and from walking too. Just trying to get, you know, on the treadmill and walking and doing a little bit of running, a little walking, a little running.
Ooh, that's good.
And but mostly the whole bending down and, you know,
lawn work's
working
no joke.
On the lawn, trying to It's, yeah. I think I have, like, lawn elbow instead of tennis elbow. I have lawn elbow from, like, pulling weeds and stuff.
Hilarious.
Oh, man, it's no joke. So, that's my complaining to do about that. But we're going to keep you all updated on our fitness stuff. And, you know, really for me, it's about, like, if I don't schedule it, if I don't, like, force myself
mm-hmm.
to do it, I won't
yeah.
do it.
I believe that's true. I used to always see, I made the mistake, and I'm just coming out of having a friend go with me. I'll go with a friend. Well, all my friends flake out. So I'm the queen of flaky friends, or maybe I'm the flaky friend. So we take turns. So I've just decided I will be
friend.
At the gym. Like, I put it out there. Like, I will be there 8 a.m. If you want to come, I will be there. So I've said that to, like, three groups of women. So at this point, I have to be there now. Do you know what I mean? Like, by myself. I just start going across this, because it's across the street. I already told you I have no excuses. So I just walk over there and then hope that people come. They haven't yet, but I'm still hopeful that I won't be alone. So that's why I worked out with that trainer, because I was so lonely. I won't do that ever again. I won't make that mistake. But I think you just have to put it on your calendar and make it a priority to you. And then if someone else comes along beside you, bonus for that day. And if they don't, you're still there, because you can't put your health in someone else's hands.
No. And you have, I mean, I'm actually, except for last night, which I didn't sleep very well. I've been actually, like, sleeping a lot better.
Me too.
And,
mm-hmm. and early.
I go to sleep early, like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I think I'm tired now. Oh my gosh. but I think last night the problem was I had some diet. I don't know who turned me on to this flavor, but diet Dr. Pepper with cherry in it. Don't know who turned me on to that flavor.
I'm an evil pusher.
I had some of that yesterday. I had way too much of it. And I'm thinking, what did I do differently? I'm like, oh, man, I had some of that darn diet cherry Dr. Pepper.
That is hysterical.
I shouldn't be having that. Okay, so we have a couple more minutes before we dive into our topic for tonight, and I want to talk
very
quickly about – did you watch any of the inauguration?
I watched everything except for, it seems like, the important part. I missed his speech, and I missed the actual inauguration.
I
saw him walking down the road, man. I was like, I watched that whole entire thing. Like, I just sat there all, woohoo. What in the world?
Back and forth, because I was doing other things. I was working, and I was just like, who can sit here and watch this all day long? And then
I click off.
Oh my gosh!
Well,
the news is coming out, and the important thing is, this is really ludicrous, you know. But I'll bring it up because it's just, we like to talk about everything and nothing at the same time. Did you see on Facebook, my source of news, that it's reported that Beyonce was lip syncing the national anthem? What do you think about that?
Oh, now I have to go watch it. Oh man,
I know.
I know.
I'm going to have to watch it too. I don't think there's a question.
Yeah, I don't even care. I don't think there's a question that Beyonce can sing. So depending on, like, the microphones and
really
the echo, I don't care. I could care less, really. I don't. But see, listen, I'm all about karaoke. That's cheesy. So do your thing, Beyonce. I'm not going to knock Beyonce because I went on a show. I'm joking.
Maybe she'll do USO tour /
But
no,
you never know, like, how do they get that to sound good if it's, like, reverb? It's, like, you know, in stadiums and stuff. That's outside.
Yeah.
Outside.
Well, I guess so. It is the president. You want to make sure that nothing gets screwed up or something. Cause then
you don't want
to
be all crazy. Did she, like, riff
but
it
now,
down?
I don't know. I just saw the headline on Mashable, so I got to go and watch it. Okay,
oh my
and
God.
So then the last little thing, because we only have a minute or so, is so Lance Armstrong, did you watch it? I figured he was going to have to admit to it. I was so shocked.
I'm not so shocked about the drug part. I'm so shocked, like, after I go, because then I went, like, scooping him up on the internet, like, looking at who he sued and who he's harassed and these women they were talking about, like, his teammate's wife and stuff they sued and he called crazy, but he never called her fat or whatever.
Yeah.
He is not Nice. I don't care necessarily about his doping. I don't care about the doping, really. I mean, it's not cool. And but I'm just like, wow, the people he stepped on to preserve his lie. That's serious. I don't know.
Yeah,
and they went
to great lengths.
I mean, they went to great lengths to do that. I thought, you know.
He did, and I wasn't like, oh, my gosh, you know, Lance Armstrong is a horrible person now. I really, I'm like you. I'm like, yeah, it is what it
is. I think he's always been
whatever,
a horrible person.
But,
and now we just know. Do you know what I mean? Because he doesn't seem sorry either, I think. That's my opinion. That's not the opinion of MyMilitaryLife.com. But he didn't seem...
or the United States Army.
Or the DOD.
Well, you know, I follow... I don't know if she's... I used to read. I don't know if it's still on there. I haven't been on there in a while. His wife, ex-wife, Kristen Armstrong,
she wrote a book.
Not a book,
mm-hmm.
but a blog.
Devotional.
Runner's World.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, well, she has a blog, or she used to, on Runner's World. When I first started blogging, I would follow her, and it was called Mile Markers. And she's a Christian-like girl. I mean,
yeah.
And she never talks about her ex-husband. But
nope.
I could see where some of the comments that were made in the interview with Oprah she had to have known. I'm sure that had to be part of the reason why they split
mm-hmm.
up. I mean, I don't know, but I just...
You know what's so funny?
Situation.
You know what I think about because I'm such a dork? Like, this is all going down, and I'm like, ooh, I bet that's why Sheryl Crow broke up with him. That's all I really thought about.
Maybe
I forgot he was married before. I was like, ooh, Sheryl Crow,
yeah.
I'm so glad you got out. Got out when you could. I mean, he's just a guy who made mistakes. Like, we all make mistakes. I get that. He just, I mean, when you at some point, I'm hoping he's actually, like, remorseful and not just cold-busted. I feel like he's my 7-year-old, or, well, he's not 7 anymore, who gets busted. It's like, so sorry, but not really sorry. You know what I mean? Just sorry they got caught.
Yeah, so you're sorry. I'm sorry. All right, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
next,
no, really.
You know, kind of thing. So.
Now make eye contact
well,
and say it again.
It was interesting.
Oh, well.
I know.
Note to self, do not dope. And if you do realize there are lots of blood transfusions and things involved that are, like, beyond my scope. Here's what I say. After running that bike every day last week, I know why he's so crazy. It's because his behind is permanently in pain. Because your butt hurts a lot, even just from those stupid incumbent bikes. That's what it is, right there. Lance Armstrong is very angry and upset because he's behind is in constant pain from riding for years. And I can understand that. He should have got butt implants instead of doping. He'd feel better.
And probably a little numb. Can't feel it. Oh, my gosh.
It's so painful. It really is. It's very painful. So that's exciting. But what else you got going
All right.
on?
Okay, so what we're going to do next is so we're really excited around here because part of our show growing is offering our many listeners. We just said we had, like, what, 2,300 plus downloads of our last show that we didn't promote. Imagine if we would have. And so we have new listeners all the time, and people that are subscribed to our show is exciting. So part of that, we've asked you guys, you know, what do you want more of and what do you want to hear more of and what is what should we do shows on? And we're excited that we're going to have this new Krista's Corner, coaching corner, that's going to start. And we're going to do it once a month. And it's going to be all about whether you're an entrepreneur, a mill spouse entrepreneur, you're going back to school, or whatever your goal is, it's going to be how can you achieve whatever your goal is and how can you make a life out of this military life that's you don't feel like you're just following your spouse everywhere and that you don't get to have any hopes and dreams of your own and actually can fulfill them. You're just always putting everyone else first. So we're going to show you how you can have what you want and still be a military wife, a military spouse. And our first segment in this little coaching corner, which we're so excited about, is because it's the new year. We are talking about setting new goals for the new year, making a big difference, making it the best year yet for 2013. So if you've set some goals in the past that you haven't reached and started and stopped and had some hiccups along the way, tonight we're going to have with us Krista Wells, and she is going to share with us her expertise, the military spouse coach, on how we can be a success in 2013. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Krista will be with us. She's going to hang out with us for quite a while, and we're excited for this next segment, this new segment in our show. So refresh your drink, refresh your hot tea, your diet cherry, Dr. Pepper, or your water, whatever you're having, and we'll be right back after this break, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment. Or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. And Krista, so nice that you are here with us.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello. We are so excited that we finally get to do this show. We're so, so excited. And I think you're defrosting up there. I saw on my phone it's like 18 degrees in Mystic. Is it like freezing where you are?
It's chilly, yeah. I was just, I took my kids to Vermont for the weekend skiing, and it was like -4 was the low, and the high was 10. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's too cold.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm missing when I lived in San Diego. My husband was stationed in San Diego for a little bit, and I'm missing that weather right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I saw a thing today that came out about ranking ski resorts for people who don't ski. I thought I need that.
Well, tomorrow my daughter does a little ski thing here in Connecticut, and they have different parents volunteer to go. So my daughter's skiing, you know, they have half days on Wednesday in the public schools here. So she goes to the ski resort every Wednesday, and they need parent volunteers. So I had signed up a couple weeks ago. Tomorrow is like my day to be there, and they were asking someone to raise their hand, who wants to be the chaperone that sits in the lodge? And because I'm a skier, I'm usually like, no, no, no. But tomorrow, because it's going to be so cold, I said, oh, I'll sacrifice. I'll sit in the lodge and have hot cocoa and make sure everything's going well.
That's awesome.
I'm going to leave my skis at home and stay warm and still volunteer. So I was very excited to raise my hand.
Well, that sounds still like fun.
To do that one, yeah.
We have a little bit of echo. We have a little echo. Oh. I think maybe it's cleared. So, Krista, for people that are new to the Military Spouse Coach, can you tell us just a little bit about what you do?
I think I help people to, you know, get down, like kind of like what we're doing on the show tonight, but it would obviously be one-on-one rather than a live radio show. But I sit down with people and I just find out what they really want in their life and then how to, you know, get everything down in a plan on how to accomplish it. It's kind of similar to therapy, only therapy we look a lot at our pasts, and I'm helping people to look at what they want in their future. So that's kind of the difference between coaching and therapy. Like, you're still working stuff out, but you're thinking about how do I, you know, what are my blocks, and this is, you know, what exactly do I want out of my career and my personal life, and, you know, getting real clarity on that, and then helping them with support and accountability to taking those steps to get there.
Exciting. And we're so thrilled and honored to have you here with us. So we're going to jump right in because we have a lot to talk about. So in talking about goals, because that's what we're talking about tonight, is it too late to set our goals for 2013?
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't got them all down in writing, then forget it. Like, don't
Hold
even forget it. No, of course not. Awesome. I will confess, I have not even written down my exact goals for 2013, because I'm all about do what I say, not what I do. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, absolutely. I feel like we get away, you know, so many of us, I think, especially military spouses, get away from doing just cliche New Year's resolutions. So I do think it's really important at some point, you know, it doesn't have to even be in January, but to sit down and really get clarity about what do you want for the next year. And if different people are different, I feel like if a year feels like too much time and it doesn't motivate you because it's, you know, you can kind of put off if you're saying it's for a whole year, sit down and say, what do you want in the next 90 days? And make it really realistic and really doable. And that little shift has helped a lot of my clients go from kind of dream boards of the vision just kind of being like this thing in the future that I never have to really work on to, this is my 90-day plan, and it's in writing, and this is what I'm committing to just for the next 90 days. And it almost feels like I can commit to something for that amount of time. You know, it's easier to say, like, I'm going to go to the, I don't know, on the 21-day paleo diet, or I'm going to go on the da-da-da-da-da detox, or anything that's shorter helps us to make us feel like that that's a realistic goal. So, it's never, never too late to put down in writing, you know, what you want to accomplish over a certain period of time. And it completely, I mean, there's a gazillion studies on how it completely increases the chances of it happening if you get clear and get it in writing and get a plan together. Never too late to start.
Tara, you want to jump in next?
I'm taking notes, and so I'm like writing, get it and writing. I'm already printing this off. I am just so happy that we're not behind. And I like how, for everyone out there, we're going to have a what is it called that she's going to put on our site? A principle?
Like a little one sheet, a little download, a little worksheet. We're going to put that up with the blog post.
Yeah, so check that out soon because I got a sneak peek. And it is awesome. And so I'm looking at it right here thinking, oh, the way she's broken things down, it's not so overwhelming the way that you break it down for us. You know what I mean? Instead of, like you're saying, a year, I will say something crazy. I would like to be, you know, something insane that's never going to happen or I won't do it. But 90 days, I can definitely do 90 days.
Yeah, you got to make it really doable. And I think it's make it simple. Like when people start writing these complicated, like, smart, right, measurable, realistic, time-bound. Like, it gets to be, like, great in a seminar when you're writing it all down, and then you leave the seminar, and you kind of lose your initial motivation when you're writing it all. And then I feel like sometimes it just collects dust in a binder, like, in your study.
Right.
Whereas if you take a one sheet, like, that I gave you on that download, and you just pin it up, you know, right next to your computer, and it's really realistic, or you put it on your nightstand, and you kind of just glance at it every night that way, it feels like, okay, this is something, like you said, really manageable, really doable, and
it's not overwhelming.
You don't want to get into overwhelm because then you're not going to do anything.
Right. I love it. I'm so excited. I really am. So keep going. I'm taking notes. No, I'm joking. Go ahead, Yoda. I'm writing it all down.
Is there such a thing as having? We're going to go through, like, some of the highlights of your one sheet. But as we get started and we think about our goal planning for the year, is there a thing as having too many goals?
You know, there's so much controversy in the goal-setting literature on this, and some people are really adamant about having one goal. And then other people say, you know, you have a goal in each of the different areas of your life. I like how Tony Robbins, or I think it was Tony Robbins' mentor, Jim Rohn, said, like, list 50 things that you want so that you get everything down that you want to accomplish so you don't feel like, you know, just get it all down, like in a journal. Get a goal journal, get it all down, list everything you want. But then really look over your list again and kind of narrow the list down to what is the one or two things that would make the most difference in your life if you change those one or two things about yourself in the next 90 days. So you can write a whole bunch of things that you want to accomplish, but what is, like, kind of standing out for you on that list? And I'm doing a book club, which is, there's a book called The Power of Receiving by Amanda Owen, and it's coming up in a couple weeks, my call for that. But in her book, she talks about the importance of having sort of a relationship with your goal. And I've heard some other authors write this too, and I really like it. And basically it's you know, you have to kind of read the book to get her full description on it. But it's, you know, how crazy are you about this goal? Like, what do you, you know, what does the goal mean to you? Why do you want to accomplish it? What are the things that make it so important to you? And if you think about that, you know, she talked about only have one goal, because I think she made kind of a joke, like, you don't want your goal to think you're focused on other people or other things. Like, if you think of your goal as, like, this person.
That's funny.
But it does, I think it does help you. If there's something you really, really, really want to accomplish, you know, I'm a busy mom with four kids and I have a career, and so I can't put everything else in my life on hold to accomplish one particular goal, but I feel like I can have a focus. Like, I can have something that in the next 90 days, besides what I have to get done for work and for home life, it could be my focus. So I think it's good to do that. Like, maybe no more than three goals for a year, and then, you know, focus on kind of like one or two goals per 90 days that you want to accomplish. But it's really up to the individual. I think it's whatever you can handle. And if you're noticing that you're getting both goals done, great. If you're not, you know, if you had to pick one or the other to get done, focus on the one that has the most, that would have the biggest impact on your life if you accomplished it. I think if you're not getting your goals done, you probably have too many, perhaps. And you're getting scattered and you're thinking, like, I don't even have a place to start.
I think I've been a goal philanderer.
That's a great word.
I have not really, you know, committed to a goal. So this
Well, what I notice with clients is when they write down their 50 things and I have them, like, I kind of get geeky and I kind of put it into, like, this content analysis. And I say, you know what, your goals are falling into, like, these three categories, either – like health, wealth, or like a new skill that you want to develop. So I joke around with people, I say, you know what, your goal is probably about getting healthier, getting wealthier, or getting, you know, developing some sort of a new skill. So then when you look at it in those categories, you could say, okay, what am I doing? My goal might be about health, but what am I doing about my health right now? Am I changing my eating? Am I changing my workout routine? You know, what is going to help you to not just make that vague, but to say, okay, I'm going to start with this area of my life and then narrow it down to something that will give you structure and accountability. So whatever that is for you, I think it's so much easier to start with something that's structured. Like, you know, you talked about you guys have a new, I think, Wendy, you talked about you have a new workout routine. But it becomes a routine. It becomes a habit. So then all of a sudden that – it's not about accomplishing something. It's about creating that new habit in your life. So I think that whatever the goal is, it's less about the specifics of how you're writing down the goal, but how are you creating that structure to support your progress towards that goal? And there's ways of doing that in the wealth department or the wisdom department or the health department, whatever that is. There's so many things out there that can help us. Even if it's developing a skill, you know, rather than saying, I want to develop the skill of being a better speaker, it's better to say, you know what, I'm going to sign up for Toastmasters meetings and start going. Because then you're putting yourself right into action. Or I'm going to sign up with a personal trainer, or I'm going to, you know, whatever it is that you're doing something, you're taking an action step that's going to help you to stay consistent when the going gets tough. Because it's really easy to write the goal and get jazzed and energized and motivated if you're at a seminar or on one of these calls or listening to the radio, but then it's how you're going to follow up with it is the key.
That's so true, because I have that time where I move more, like work, whether I call it working out or not. I just don't call it anything, because I just know that if I think about it too much, I won't do it. So, and then I will just go to the gym, just show up. Or if I've been working on my lawn a lot, so, because it's been like, sorry, Chris, it's been like sunny and 70 degrees here. 65 degrees.
Oh, that's okay. I can shovel and get some nice biceps over here in Connecticut.
There's that.
This is kind of like a new, subdivision, and so they did sod the grass, but we didn't spray for weeds like when it was like right before it got this warm streak. And so these weeds here are like serious business, so I've been trying to weed out my yard. But anyway, my point is, like, I just have to go out there and I just start. Like, even if it's a couple, like, I'll set my phone for 10 minutes timer and think, I'm just going to do this for 10 minutes. But it's that whole, like, law of motion or whatever.
No, it's crazy. There's a book that I'm reading called, like, the 21-Day Paleo Eating or something, and it's on this new way of eating, and he talks about their like, fitness of choice is CrossFit, which my husband's big into CrossFit, and I think a lot of military guys are into CrossFit. But it says that if you can schedule play, so play could be, you know, like for me, skiing with my kids or just running around or doing yard work or doing, and if you can schedule something like that into your daily habits, it can be, that can give you the structure and accountability. You know, so it could be anything. It doesn't have to be the gym. It could be all different sorts of, you know, playing, having fun with your goal. It doesn't have to be something that you dread. Like, if you like the gym, that's great. If you don't, do something like that. Like, I want to do yard work or play or whatever it is. Because you're still going to feel like you're moving towards that goal.
We ride bikes with our children. If you get your kids involved, too, like you ski with your kids, I feel like there's no excuse. They're like, Mom, we're going. Are you coming? When we say no, I'm going to watch.
So your
run.
Goal doesn't,
do you know what I mean?
Doesn't, you don't want your goal to be so caught up in the particulars. It could be, you know,
right.
Just I want to have, you know, get active every day or whatever it is. You know, and you could do the same thing. The same thing we're talking about with fitness applies to these other areas of becoming, you know, wealthier, becoming wiser, becoming more healthy. So it's just about creating some sort of structure and accountability that's going to keep you going, because that initial motivation will, for most people, fade.
For sure.
It's like a love affair with your goal, and then all of a sudden it gets old. So you got to
figure out ways to keep it. A cuter goal that seems easier goes by, and you're like,
or that goal looks much better and much
I could give up the half marathon and just do the 5K. That seems more fun. Or my Spanish. I will just learn a new word. I'll actually learn Spanish. My goodness.
Yeah, make it fun. Make the goals more fun. I think that that's a really good thing, and not put so much pressure on yourself. But I think that also the clearer you get with a goal, that's why I still love vision boards. A lot of people are moving away from them because they're not action-oriented enough, or they're not, you know, they're too dreamy, secret, like, you know, the kind of Pollyanna. But I really think that they're great because it gives you this clear visual. And to me, it helps you with your self-confidence of believing in your goal. It helps you with shifting your mindset more quickly. Like, all of a sudden, if you're having a bad day, or you didn't eat well, or you didn't go to the gym, or you didn't work on your book, or you didn't do whatever, you can look up this picture and it kind of re-inspires you, and it kind of helps you to be more gentle with yourself and focus on, well, this is a big picture of what I want. Today was only one day, and I can kind of get back on track. So I love the whole thing about creating a vision board of what you want in all those different areas of your life. And you know, some people are doing them on Pinterest now. I think it's really cool. I had a client that, you know, started collecting pictures of all the different things that she wanted. So, you know, I think it's fun.
I think
you
that's a great. I'm glad that you brought that up, because that was on my list to ask you about vision boards and the pros and cons of them. And I think you raise some really good points. I'm working on a vision board, and I told everybody I'm going to post the pictures on our blog. But I hadn't thought about doing one on Pinterest. And so I think I'm going to do one on Pinterest, too, because that seems more like organic kind of thing. Like, as you're moving through Pinterest, you know what I mean? Like, I might make one now, but 6 months from now when I'm on Pinterest, or next week, I might add something new to it.
Yeah, Pinterest
makes
them a working
on my goals, but
you can find inspirational sayings on Pinterest just by looking them up. And the other good thing with that is, if I do a workshop on goal setting, I tell people to look through the magazines and see kind of what pops out at them. But you're kind of taking the driver's seat when you're doing Pinterest, because you're looking for the different pictures of what it is that you want, and you're getting real, you know, vivid, clear pictures of what you want. And I always tell people when they're doing a vision board, don't focus so much on the picture, because it's not about the dream house or the dream car. It's about, who do you have to be to get there. So whatever pictures inspire you to, like, be that person, I think are more important than, like, the color of the dream house or the style of the Mercedes or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. You have to really think about, you know, how would I have to act to accomplish those things? What would I have to do, you know, to be that person in the picture? Obviously, if the CrossFitter is doing real pull-ups and I'm using a band to assist me, it's like, well, what do I have to do? Well, I'm actually going to have to practice them and work on that particular skill more in the next 90 days if I want to be more like the person in the picture. So it kind of helps you to figure out where you are, but also, you know, who you have to be to get there, what actions you have to take to actually have the pictures that you're putting down that you want.
So I think I'm going to have to do both. I think I'm going to have to look through Pinterest, print, because I'm more tactile, print them out, and then put them on a vision. You know what I mean?
There you go. You could do that just even with Google Images, too. On Google Images,
yeah.
You can type in what you want and then print the pictures that you really want and then put it up on the board. But I would do it, like, for a year. I wouldn't put pictures on the board that you want to, like, you know, I mean, you could do it however you want, but I feel like for me it's really nice to look at a vision board per year. Like every January I end up doing one. And I feel like you can maybe if you want to leave one year because you haven't accomplished everything, you can add some new pictures and kind of check off the ones you've already accomplished, and that feels really good. So play around with it and have fun. But think about as you're doing it to kind of be gentle with yourself and think about, okay, this is my relationship with my goal, and this is what I really want to accomplish, and I'm going to take action. So you want to make it pretty realistic too.
I like it. That's doable.
Very good. I want to remind everybody that we're here with Krista Wells. She is the Military Spouse Coach. You can find her over on her website at themilitaryspousecoach.com. And Krista, we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We're going to talk a little more detail about the handout that that you made available for everybody.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay? All right. We'll be right back.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too.
Rick.
NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship,
Rick,
CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events.
I'm on the radio.
Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
Everybody, welcome back. We're here with Krista Wells and Krista's Coaching Corner on My Military Life Radio. And Krista, the handout that you've made available for everybody, we're going to post it up on our blog with the show link so people can download it. And on the handout, you talk about professional goals and personal/family goals. So when people do like their 50, like list 50 goals or whatever, what should they do? Like take their favorite top 10 and then plug them into this little handout?
Yeah, or even, you know, I just put 10. It doesn't have to be 10. It could be a couple. Sometimes what I do is I kind of put some goals down. I call it, like, in the parking lot. Like, I'll put 10 things that I want to accomplish, like, maybe in the next year. But, you know, then I'll just maybe even just focus on one or two. So I just put the list of 10 for anyone. I think what's even more important than the handout is getting a goal journal so that the one or two things that you're working on, you can kind of check in with yourself every day and see, you know, how you're doing with those couple things that you're working on. But I definitely think you need a balance of, like, things you want to work on professionally versus just new skills that are going to help you in life in general, not just your job. I feel like it kind of helps you feel more sane and balanced and, you know. Some people are really good in an area. Like, I'm really good with my finances when it comes to my business. Like, I'm really organized and I have everything together. But then sometimes I need to work on that area personally. So maybe I'm, like, using a skill that I use at work at home now all of a sudden, but it, by putting it down as a personal goal, like my personal family goal is I'm going to track my spending for the month. I don't have to do that for work because I don't spend a lot of money on overhead things for work. So you can kind of think about, well, why am I good at this in one area and not in another? And you can kind of tweak and use your skill set and think about, is this a skill that I'm not having? You know, where's the block coming from? Where can I get some added, you know, what three books can I get out that are going to help me in this particular area? Or what three people are really good at this that I can call and go have lunch with? Things like that. So it's, you put the goal down and then you can look on the bottom of the sheet. It talks about, is this a project that I'm working on now? Are there some people that could help me to get closer to this, you know, accomplishing this particular goal? Are there some skills that I need to develop? And you could kind of dissect it a little bit deeper in terms of what actions do I need to take to get better at this? Because just writing down, you know, I will be, you know, more savvy with my finances in 1 month isn't going to guarantee success. You have to really think about, what are you going to have to do to get there? You know, not just telling yourself that you'll do it. Because obviously if you could do it, then you would already be doing it. So something has to change. And I think that that's the part that people have a hard time with because they think about, okay, if you're putting a goal down, for some reason this has been a challenge for you. So you have to think about how, not just how are you going to do the goal, but how are you going to overcome the challenge? Like, why haven't you done this yet? So the bottom of the handout is about, you know, maybe there's some people that you know that are that could be helpful in that getting you to that goal. Maybe there's things that you need to be doing. You know, is there a class you need to sign up for? Is there, do I need to, you know, sign up for Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University? Or like, do I need to get some new skills? And then who do I have to be? And I talk about a to-do list and a to-be list because it's not about just doing. It's like, who are we being? Like with the playing, we were talking earlier about exercise. It's not about, you know, who do I have to have fun and go out and play with my kids? Rather than just like to do. Like it feels like I don't know how to explain it, but it's when you
like
put
in the evening you say,
yeah, like you put
children,
a to-do
check,
list
check.
And it's,
make dinner.
Like, you feel exhausted at the end of the day if you only accomplish your to-do list, but if you put a to-be list, like, okay, today I'm going to go to the gym, but then afterwards I'm going to get a manicure. Today I'm going to not go to the gym and just have fun playing with the kids, but I'm going to, you know, listen to a book on tape on the way to pick them up or whatever it is, so that you're kind of balancing things that you're doing for yourself versus action steps or towards a goal. So you don't feel like you're turning into this, like, robot where I'm just like, bang, bang, bang. You know, I will learn Spanish, so I'm going to study 100 words every night. And then all of a sudden it becomes this huge, like, to-do list that feels daunting rather than, oh, you know what, let me rent a Spanish movie and look at the, you know, the English subtitles, but have fun and enjoy it. And it's kind of like self-care. It's time to myself. And you want some of your list to be those action steps that you really have to do, but then you want some of it to be fun and to be nurturing and, you know, kind of, I call it like self-care. Especially when you work so many hours and have kids, like you really need that time to just be rather than doing. You have to have breaks in between to kind of just relax and not work on your goal. And I think that kind of rejuvenates you to get started again. Like this weekend, I went skiing. We had a 3-day weekend here with Martin Luther King. And I took my kids Friday afternoon. My husband had a conference to do, so he stayed here. But we went, four kids and me, the five of us went up to Vermont. And, you know, we just did some stuff. I wasn't thinking about, okay, what are my professional goals this weekend? I was just, you know what, I'm just going to be with them and have fun. And we stopped at a glass-blowing museum, and I showed the kids how glass was made. We watched how wine glasses were being made, and it was really meditative. It was really cool, you know, watching the guy blowing into the glass and making the bottom. And it was, you know, it didn't cost anything. It was like a free place. And the kids were learning something, and I was being with them. Well, I felt great about the day. I wasn't like, oh, no, today I didn't work on my, you know, starting a blog or promoting this radio show or whatever it is. So I feel like, you know, sometimes you just have to be, and then you come back and you're almost like recharged and you're, you know, okay, today I'm going to, you know, delve back into eating healthy and, you know, whatever my personal goals are. So that's, I think that that almost gives you more momentum when you spend some time just enjoying your life rather than always trying to take it to the next level.
I love that. Because, you know, life happens, and so you don't want to feel guilty because you haven't done what you said you were supposed to do that day, so you can concentrate on the be portion.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's good to be in action, but it's also good to just be, you know, to just take that time and take that time for yourself. If you're accomplishing so much at work that you never find time to exercise or, you know, do anything, like go to the doctor when you need to go to the doctor or do the other things for self-care, you're not going to be a very effective person in the long run. So I feel like it's all about having that balance and treating yourself well, because again, it's about who you want to become. It's not about the things you want to accomplish. It's, you know, what kind of person, what kind of, you know, who do you want to really emulate? So that's, I think that's way more important than all the things that you acquire.
I agree. Well said. Well said. Tara, you want to ask another question?
Here's my problem. I'm so listening. I feel like this is so funny. Usually I'm like nervous, like, okay, what's next? And I'm just like, yes, that's awesome. And so I don't actually have a question because I'm so writing things down. Isn't that funny? Like, you know you're good, Krista, when I'm like, okay, I don't care about the next question.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Well, I don't know what the next question is, but you're fantastic, and I'm on board.
Oh, that's cool. What I could share with you is a question that a lot of my clients ask me. It's like, well, how do I create a plan for my week? Like, I'm going to see you again in a week, so what do I do between now and, like, our next coaching session? And I tell them to get the goal journal, which I've already shared with you guys. And obviously, if you've done a vision board, you can look at that for motivation. But, like, what do you actually do each day to get closer to your goal? So let's say I have to think of a goal. It doesn't really matter. So any goal you have, so you write in your journal, like, I will, I don't know, eat healthier or something like that. So what you want to do is you want to pick something where you could track your progress. So then the next day, you're looking back at your journal, and you don't have to write down, like, every single thing you eat for the day. I'm not talking about that kind of tracking. But, if that's part of your plan, that's fine. But what I'm more looking at is kind of a general, like, taking 5 or 10 minutes and thinking about positives, keeping yourself in the positive mindset. So in your journal, you want to just still make sure, check in with your beliefs, check in to make sure that you still believe in your goal and that your mindset is positive, and then maybe some things that you're grateful for in your day that you want to list, and then think about what worked. What did you do really well? Like, no beating yourself up, but what did you do really well during the day? And then maybe what you will do differently tomorrow, but not in a negative way. Like, oh, I really screwed up today and I finished my son Elijah's donut, you know, just for instance, something like that.
You know that my son is Elijah?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I was like, I totally Elijah. Finished his donut. No,
I finished my
I was like, Krista is reading my mail right now.
But what will you do differently tomorrow isn't like, oh my gosh, I ate that half a donut. It's about like, oh, tomorrow, you know what I'm going to do before I hand all the kids donuts? I'm going to like get myself a bowl of fruit or something else to munch on. Mm-hmm. So that all of a sudden you're just writing more positive things. You're not in that beat up mode. So you can kind of be tracking what you're doing and how things are going. You know, Wendy, you were talking to me about, or to the radio, I feel like it's just me, about how you're sleeping better and you're doing all these things. So you might want to track, like, okay, when I work out and I drink caffeine, like, this is how much I'm sleeping and this is how my mood is and this is how I feel. And there's like a million gazillion apps. Step one, buy an iPhone. Step two, there's an app for every a single goal that you could have. So, like, when I was trying to lose weight, I used this Medi app, but, like, there's all different apps. There's an app for, like, your moods. Like, if you want to track, like, how much is working out more affecting your mood, or how much I have clients that have, come off certain medications and they want to track their mood, or there's people that are, you know, like I'm starting a new exercise routine and health routine, and there's an app for everything. Like there's literally an app for every single thing. Like I have yet to find a client that hasn't found an app that helps them with their goals. Like there's, like I'm doing this CrossFit stuff now, so there's CrossFit Mobile. Like even if you're not home, you could do your CrossFit workout. There's clients are using Mood Tracker, or there's like recipes that you can download if you're into the healthy eating thing. There's things like last year, I think it was two years ago, I started doing really honing down and working on my finances. I had brought up that example earlier, and there was an app where I could write in, like this is like right when I got my iPhone. It might have been 2012. I can't remember. It was about a year ago. But I started tracking, like, everything I was spending, and it does it right in my phone for me. So there's so many things, and you could set reminders and create your own, but there's so many little devices that can help you throughout the day, or at least use your journal, you know, once a day or once a week at the very least, to track how are you doing in whatever the particular goal is that you've set. Because without that tracking, you don't get to see your momentum in black and white on paper and get excited and think, wow, I'm getting closer and closer and closer to this goal.
I like how you have grace for yourself. Like, you want people to be kind. I think that's, like, so important for people, especially we beat ourselves up so much. I just love that.
Yeah, you have to be gentle. I think you have to be so gentle on yourself, because obviously if you haven't accomplished a goal, it's an area where you have some sort of a little block. And the worst thing to do if you're blocked in an area is like, well, you know, just get better at it. You know, it's like, well, how do I get better at this? So you need support. You need to nurture yourself. You need to, like, congratulate every little step. You know, think about what we do with kids, like when they're learning to walk. We're not like, get back up. You know, we're like, oh, you tried. You know, you did a couple steps and you fell. We don't focus on the falling. We focus on the couple steps. So I think that that's really important to do as adults, and to just, the best way to accomplish a goal, really, regardless of if it's, you know, a healthy goal, a wealthy goal, a wise goal, is to believe in ourselves and to work on the self-confidence. Because as soon as we really, really believe that we can do it, it's not usually the how that stops us. Usually it's a deeper belief system where we're, you know, for whatever reason, we're telling ourselves we can't accomplish it in our mind. And there's some great books out there, some really great resources on that negative inner voice. There's a book called Taming the Gremlin, because we all have that voice. Even really successful people have admitted to having that, like, you know, who do you think you are to accomplish all that voice in their heads. So I think the author is Rick Carson, and it's a great book. It's called Taming Your Gremlin. And I think that if you are getting stuck, and if you're not believing in yourself, and you're not believing like you can do it, whatever that goal is, if you get caught up in that and you're not making progress, it's a great book to read. It's a really easy read, short book. Maybe I should add that to my book club.
You know, anyway. Yeah, I
good.
You mentioned that book a while ago, Krista, and I actually have it on my Kindle. I got the e-book. Well, it's on my Kindle app for my phone or whatever. And so now that you're bringing it up again, I'm like, you know what? I have that book sitting there. I need to read that.
It's just like it's like almost like a cartoon a little bit. I mean, I read it years ago, but I was blocked on getting my dissertation written for my doctorate. This was like 10 years ago or something. And I read this book and I was like, you know what? My problem is not the how-to. My problem is like believing that I can write this big, huge paper. So once I tackled the belief, the doing wasn't hard. So oftentimes we have to really, like, dig deeper than what's seeming on the surface of why we're not accomplishing a certain goal. You know, you eat really healthy for a week and then you quit. So when you're quitting, you have to think about what's in my belief system that's saying I can't do this. And I think there's a gazillion books. That's not the only one. There's so many out there. But I think it can help to focus on your belief more than the specifics of the goal. Getting yourself in that positive mindset and making a plan and going for it.
Yes, exciting. Well said. And, you know, we had a comment in our chat room that I just want to bring up. just because we still have you here. And I think to your point of being gentle with ourselves and not harshly judging ourselves if we have not accomplished every single action step that we wanted to accomplish a goal. Because one of the girls in the chat room, she just says it's hard sometimes to make time for yourself when our spouses are working. Let's say they're deployed, they're gone 24/7, and we're responsible for the home front. We're responsible for, in her case, managing a home business and caring for a special needs daughter. So I think that that point is very important. I don't think we can emphasize it enough that to be more, stay in the positive realm of what you've done, concentrate, like you said, when the baby falls, on the couple steps and not the fall.
Focus on what we're doing and, reaching out and getting help. There's a book, I'll end with this. There's a book club meeting that we're doing. This week I'm doing a class on this worksheet. I'm doing it a little bit more in detail if anybody wants to join the Military Spouse Coach, the 2013. It's a free teleclass on kind of what we talked about tonight, a little bit of a repeat of how do we get these goals from our heads into writing, and there'll be some opportunities to ask questions. But then also I'm doing a book club on The Power of Receiving, which is this book by Amanda Owen, and it reminds me of this caller's question about, what do we do when we're giving to our special needs daughter, when we're giving to our family, when we're giving to our business? What about receiving? Like we're give. How do we become better receivers? And I think if you join that call, you'll really enjoy. Amanda, the author, is going to be joining us and sharing with us some really great tips on how to kind of open those receiving receptors. And maybe even we could think about it in terms of receiving our own goals and our own needs and things, but how do we kind of exercise that when we're so used to, as military spouses, giving. So that would should be really cool, another resource to get some tips on how we can continue to give, because obviously, a special needs daughter needs us and our business needs us and our husbands need us, but how can we balance that with also getting our own needs met? So that's really cool to try to keep that perspective.
And when is that class? When's the class?
I think it's on my Facebook page, the Military Spouse Coach, under events. I think it is, I don't want to misquote it, but I think it's like the second week of, maybe it's February 4th?
It is February 4th. I was just on your page.
Okay, yeah, February 4th. So, I don't have it memorized.
Okay.
I'm like,
I looked it up. February 4th, 12 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Everybody.
It'll be noon if you could take a lunch break. If not, I record the call, so I'll put the link up. But I think whether you can make the call or not, you'll really enjoy the book, The Power of Receiving. I read it this summer. I just thought it was a great book. And then very synchronistically, I got hooked up with the author, and she's going to join us for the call. So I think it'll be a really good, it's another really good resource in terms of that she talks so much in there about having a relationship with your goal and becoming better receivers as women, how we don't even take compliments sometimes. People say, oh, Krista, you're doing a great job with the kids or with this or with that. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And you kind of blow it off rather than accepting that and saying, you know what, thanks. So it's hard to do it. I think, it's not to stereotype, but especially as women, it's really hard when somebody compliments me to just stop and be like, thank you. We get kind of, I don't know, sometimes I'm not so self-confident.
No.
These shoes were on sale at Savers. You can't compliment them. So rather than saying, you look nice and saying, you know what, thanks. I've been going to the gym. I've been balancing. I've been tackling my goals, and thank you. So being able to stop and just absorb compliments and say that and give ourselves more compliments and, as you said, Tara, be gentle with ourselves and just do the best we get and make sure that my big thing is make sure you're going in the right direction. So if you've got your mind map or your vision board, or your goals in your journal, just make sure when you're making decisions, you're going through your week or your day to say, is this moving me closer towards those goals or further away from them? And just making sure you're on the right path. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it should be on the path.
I like
very
that.
Very good. Well, I've loved this time that we've had together. I'm excited for the future segments that we have planned. And so I just want to say thank you again for agreeing to be part of our team.
Hopefully I'll see some of you on the goal setting call and you can ask like even more in detailed questions. And I can't wait to be on the show again. I'm loving being able to reach a broader audience of spouses and just share some coaching techniques that they might not have access to or they've had access to and they just want that reminder. I know that that's sometimes what I need is I know this stuff, but I need a reminder. So thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure, definitely. All right, everybody, we've been talking to Krista Wells. She is the Military Spouse Coach. You can find her over at themilitaryspousecoach.com or search Military Spouse Coach on Facebook. Thank you, Krista.
Thanks. I think I'm going
to
go snuggle under.
Have a good night. Talk to you soon.
I'm going to go snuggle under my electric blanket. Okay, talk to you all soon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, good night. All right, everyone, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to do our little fireside chat and tell you what's coming up next on the show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, gang, where's the party right here? This is the Money Man, Eddie Money. You're listening to Military Life Radio.
Okay, that was quick. All right, wasn't that great? Gosh, I so love her. All right, so coming up next, we want to talk about our little fireside chat. And I do want to say really quickly that our upcoming show is, the next one is February 12th. We normally would do a show on February 7th. That would be 2 weeks from today. I'm looking at my calendar really quick. Actually, February 5th. But we're skipping that week because one of us is going to be having a homecoming. And so we want to make sure that we're not, like, doing a show when, you know, it's time to be doing the homecoming because there won't be anybody here. So I just want to give you guys that info that our next show is going to be February 12th, and we're going to be doing Meet the Voices Behind the My Military Life blog.
Can you hear me?
We'll have a few of our... Yes, hey, are you there?
Yes, sorry. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, and I'm yelling into the phone... Hold on. No, I realize.
I lost her for
helpful.
A second. Yeah, we lost Tara for a little bit, but she's back now.
And I really,
that's why we kind of...
I really yelled, hold on, like that. Like that was a helpful reaction.
Oh my. Okay, so let's do our little fireside chat because we have a few minutes. We have like 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple things that are like on our mind can be hot topic, can be... a news item, can be current event, can be favorite thing, whatever you want. So we can kind of take turns over the next 5 minutes and see how many things we can get to. I want to tell everybody first my big thing, and Tara knows this because I've been bugging her to watch it. So I've been watching Downton Abbey, and I just love that show. And I'm trying so hard not to read anything on the internet because every time I try not to find a spoiler alert, they find me, these spoiler alerts, and it's so depressing. But I'm a big Downton Abbey fan, and you can, if you haven't seen it, I want to tell you guys you can get the first episode, first season and second season if you're on Amazon Prime. And Netflix, I think, has season one. Have you watched any episodes yet?
I haven't. I haven't.
I know you're so busy. You're going to have to get
them
off.
I'm not
even
that busy. I'm so busy watching
watch
my episodes,
on your
like
bike.
TiVo or whatever. Oh, I could try that. I need an
I'll
iPad to be
you.
Donated so that I can watch Downton Abbey. Like, anyone? Bueller? No. Okay.
Priority.
So that's fun. I still need to get into that. My friends keep talking about it on Facebook, and it's cracking me up because I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch it.
It's not disappointing. I was thinking it might be disappointing now because, you know, it's the third season, and maybe it's going to get old or whatever. But so far, so good. I'm liking it. I think the acting is really good. I don't know.
That's
the writing
important.
Is really good. So, okay, so what's up? What's up in your world?
Oh, nothing. Nothing exciting. I'm riding my bicycle. It's super cute. I need a basket, I've decided. I got a cup holder. It doesn't hold my Diet Dr. Pepper I mean, I know that's probably not the best thing to ride your bike and drink. It's between that and coffee. You know what I mean? So I have to get up hills, and I have to find something to hold my soda. So that's my dilemma. It's a hard, hard job finding things to hold my drinks. But that is really, I mean.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to tell everybody, too. There's a new show. Our friend, I don't think you've met them yet, Tara, but you will. You Served Radio has been a friend of the show for a couple of years now, probably even longer than that. CJ is the host over there, and Marcus and Boohammer. You don't know these names, Tara, but you will know them.
They're
eventually.
Very interesting names.
I know. They were doing You Serve Radio for quite a long time, and they had their very last episode last week, and they've started a new show called Top Talk. Top is in, like, First Sergeant, for the Army peeps that are listening. And
so
their new show is called
Top
Talk.
They call them Top also. The Army calls them Top.
Yeah, yeah. These guys are Army. They're not Navy. So their show is called
Top
Talk.
Oh, Army. Sorry, just joking.
Yeah. So, and it's on Wednesdays, I think, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. You can search Top Talk, and you can tell your husbands about it if you guys are Army spouses listening. And it's they talk about, like us, everything and nothing. And they do a lot more political slant stuff, and they play rock music and whatever. It's a little more edgy, probably. So I wanted to give them a shout-out because their new show started last week, and it's on the network on Blog Talk Radio.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so that's on my list.
Those are people. What about Crystal? Is that her name, Crystal, from Army Wife 101?
Yes.
The new contributor on what? What CNN show is
the
it?
The show
do you
is
know?
Called, I'm looking it up right now, so I give it to you correctly. Crystal, who does this page, Army Wife 101, which she's so funny because she always says that she hates her name because she has expanded well beyond the whole 101 thing, but that's her name now and everybody knows it. So, but her Facebook page is called Army Wife 101, and she is going to be on this TV show, one of the contributors on CNN's Raising America. It's on the HLN network, and it premieres on February 4th. It's on HLN. It'll be on, I think these times are Eastern, from 12 to 2 p.m. And so she's one of us. She's a military spouse. She's an Army wife, and she's going to go on, and they're going to talk about the issues of the day from a parenting perspective. So congratulations.
She's just cute as a button. That girl.
She cracks me up. Y'all have got to watch her videos. If you haven't seen her videos, she just puts it out there. She's very polarizing. You're either going to love her or hate her. I think she's hilarious. She cracks me up. And she does all these videos where she's talking about her opinion on whatever, X, Y, and Z. So congratulations, Crystal. Everybody, set your DVR on the 4th of February on HLN. Check your guide for the channel that HLN comes in. I think ours is like 202 on Dish, I think. I'm not sure. So
okay,
we talked
wait,
about
I'm
working out already.
Okay, I have to tell you, we got to go back to Beyonce a minute because I just read, I was on CNN looking for her show, and it said they're tracking Beyonce gate, so you don't have to. And they're saying even if she, okay, so it gets funnier. She had hand motions, I guess, and she even removed her earpiece. So they're saying, like, if she did lip sync, it was very, like, an elaborate take on it. You know what I mean? Because it said she had facial expressions convey the effort. So this is actually funnier than I thought. So, but she's listening to her own voice. It's not somebody else's voice. You know what I mean? She's obviously sang the song. So, and it's not like I got up there and sang Beyonce's, you know, Star Spangled Banner. That'd be awesome.
You remember
but.
When, who was it, Jessica Simpson's sister? Remember when she was on Saturday Night Live? Yes. And it was
I actually
like,
said that
world.
Earlier. I'm like, she's not Ashley Simpson, she's Beyonce, for goodness sakes. But I just let not
oh my
say
gosh.
It earlier. So So that's funny. There's a whole thing on CNN. I don't know if that is newsworthy, but CNN says it is. So that's funny. What else? What else? Your lawn is looking fantastic. 70 degrees in Texas.
Yeah. So it's 70 degrees. Nice. Oh my gosh, I hope I don't have to move again.
My advice for working out, just do something.
We did that already. We talked about that earlier.
Don't go crazy.
Do something. Move. Do something. Okay, here's my last little bit of the topic for the night. This is sort of like my hot topic thing, which I had mentioned to Tara a while ago. I am wondering, I'm going to have to do a poll or something on our Facebook page or our blog. You know, I came from the world of deployments on a submarine where we did not have email. And if you were going to get a letter or if you were going to get communication, it came in the form of a handwritten letter. It took weeks to get to you. And outgoing communication was like a telegram, like a 35-word family gram. So there was no instant communication. There was no phone calls, no anything. And then eventually we got email, but not Facebook, not Skyping, nothing. So, you know, Craig, since he's been gone, you know, we have this whole, like, Skype conversation that we'll have, or we'll have instant messaging on Facebook, which God bless the people that, Mark Zuckerberg, because I'm a big fan of that. But, you know, instant communication, I'm thinking that I'm not sold on the idea, because
right.
I love it and I hate it at the same time, because it can consume like 3 hours, 2 hours of my day.
It's annoying.
When I'm trying to get.
I'm just gonna say it.
I'm trying to be nice, and she's like, I feel bad. Like I
don't even know. Maybe my husband's listening to this right now because he's TDY. But I promise we talk more when he's just in another state or country than we do when he's at the house.
I think
might
be true for a lot of people. Like,
what are you doing?
I'm trying to
call
you.
What are you doing now? Why aren't you answering your phone?
Where'd you go? Why did it take you a while to reply back to my text? I'm like, well, I let the dogs out.
Yeah. I know. Because we expect, like, rapid-fire responses to things. Like, we talked about that earlier. They have come to expect it. And so, I mean, it's called going to the bathroom. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? I didn't take my phone. Sorry. I don't even know. I'm just going to put it out there. It's annoying as heck. I love my husband. I love talking to my husband. But I'm telling you, when he was deployed, that stupid video camera... I mean, I would have to, like, hurry back to the gym. Oh, no, he's going to call. You have to do it because you're like, he's deployed. I have to be there when he calls. But then after, like, the 30th day, you're like, that's just quite enough. I have to make lunch for the children. You know what I mean? Or whatever. There has to be a happy medium, I think. I don't know. I'd have to ground myself from the computer.
I don't know. I mean, I miss the handwritten letters that were more about, you know, hopes
mm-hmm.
and dreams and plans and love and miss you versus, can you call the hotel that I made a reservation at and I'm not going to be able to be there at that time and cancel it? Can you make sure you do that today?
You said that. My husband called me on the phone from driving to his hotel and was asking me to Google. Well, he was asking me. He was asking me, like, where do I turn? So I'm Google mapping where he is. Like, what cross streets? And then I'm Googling golf courses for him to go to when he's done with work. Like, why am I doing that?
EA.
You know what I mean? I like him a lot. I like him a bunch. So that's the only reason I was doing it. But, you know, I was going through boxes in my garage, and I came across a box that I said, do not throw away, letters from Bosnia. And that was before Al Gore invented the internet. So... this was a long time ago. Please don't really believe me if that's the first time you heard that about Al Gore. Google it. So I was reading through them, and they were so sweet. I was pregnant. You know what I mean? He was gone.
Yes.
we talked about like what names, and we sent it back and forth, and like, oh my gosh, they're awesome. And that was in before the internet. That was in 96. And so, I mean, I think there was internet. Maybe we just didn't have it because we were poor. I don't know. Or we were just young and overseas. I remember getting the internet after that.
I don't know what
it's like.
Email's not
the same.
No, it's not. Because I think
I want a letter.
I know, right?
Well, I think you think twice before saying, are you freaking serious? Like that, in that tone. Because when I say it in that tone, it doesn't sound nice, does it, everyone? No. But if I write it like, are you serious, babe? Like that. It sounds so much nicer. It's all about the tone. And my tone, I cannot pretend that I'm happy with you on the phone or in a chat. It's just not, it's not good. I think, like, once every 2 weeks you should be able to Skype. Once a week, talk on the phone. No, I'm changing it. Once a month, Skype. Every other week, talk on the phone. And besides that, everyone has to write letters. Unless you have children, and then they can sit in front of the computer while you take a bath.
I can support that. I can support that.
If you have little kids, game changer. They get to Skype with the dad. You get to paint your nails. I like it. I like it a lot. At alone time, he can babysit them through the computer. He can play Yahtzee and such.
Yes. So we want to hear, what are your thoughts on the whole Skype thing? What do you think? We want to hear your,
we're gonna
what
get blessed,
you think about
I know
how
it.
Often, I know.
We love our husbands, so. P.S. We love them a lot.
Yes, we love them. I know there's going to be a spouse that says, I love my husband more than anybody else in the world, more than you love yours. And da 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 da. No, really, we do love them. We don't just like
They're
them.
Awesome.
We love them. We
I like them too.
Love them. We're in love.
Hot,
with them.
Nice. Speak to me.
Yes.
He lets me drive a cool van. It's cool. He's a good guy. He's a fantastic golfer.
Goodness.
That's not really even a plus, but he's a fantastic golfer. All right, so we want to wrap this
sucker
up.
Yes, we're going
to
wrap up.
To.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. Our next show,
come
Sarah,
back.
You want to tell them about our next show?
Yeah. Come back February 12th. It's going to be exciting. We're going to meet the voices behind the My Military Life blog. We'll have a few of our favorite bloggers, just our bloggers. They're all our favorite. We're nice parents. Working to also get Tessa here. She's in Italy, so we're trying to get that either pre-recorded or somehow make her stay up late and or early and have her on there, and it's going to be exciting. You can connect with us on our website at www.mymilitarylife.com. Where you're going to go there, you're going to find Krista's download, you're going to download it, and you're going to get your goals in order. Yay! And then tell us about it. You can go to Twitter, at MyMilitaryLife, or on Facebook.com/MyMilitaryLife. Also on Pinterest, if you want to share your vision board with us on Pinterest, go to Pinterest.com/MyMilitaryLife. Also, you can take pictures and post them on Facebook. Let's see it. Tag us. We want to see your vision board.
That's right. Definitely.
I'll show you
mine. I'll be sharing mine. Yes.
I looked at it the other day, and I put it up, like, you know, when I moved here, so a year and a half ago, probably. And I have a couple of haircuts I like on there and a couple of dresses that I would like to either, A, fit into, or, B, just own. You know what I mean? And that's all. That's all I've got. So I'll have to work on that. Oh, if you want to blog with us and then also get to be on the radio when you meet the voices, that will be next year. Then send us a submission, a sample post. They couldn't blog tomorrow and get on there. We wouldn't know them yet. Why you'd like to blog to info@mymilitarylife.com or you can send it to Wendy@mymilitarylife.com or Tara@mymilitarylife.com. Ladies who won the books, make sure you hit me up on email. Happy birthday, Heather Rockle. Congratulations, Kristen. And I forgot the other one's name already. I wrote it down. Marla.
Yes, we had Heather, Kristen, and Marla S. were the winners of our very first contest in a very, very long time, so congratulations. And thanks to the publisher, Arundel Publishing, who provided those books.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yes, and it's Now You Tell Me 12 Things Army Wives Share About What the Best Advice They Didn't Receive.
Never
Did I get that right?
Yeah. Not really, but it was the gist.
Not really.
All right.
So,
I went fast. It's your turn to go fast. I was trying to wrap it up.
Okay, so our show, so we'll see you guys on the 12th. We're going to be back the 12th. Subscribe to our show via iTunes. Just search Navy Wife Radio. And our disclaimers are not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy or Department of Defense or the Department of the Army. The views
or
and opinions expressed here are our co-hosts and guests and do not reflect official government policy. Any advice we give is strictly the views of the co-hosts and or our individual guests.
Yes. We did it. We got through a lot of stuff, and I'm excited. I have some serious notes.
Yes. Thank you, Krista Wells, the Military Spouse Coach, for being part of our show and now a part of the My Military Life team with Krista's Corner. We are excited to bring her on board, and you can look forward to more of her segments in the coming months, once a month.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to be so organized and proactive. It's going to be ridiculous. Ridiculous.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We will see you
have
next
a great
week,
night.
Or we'll see you on the 12th.
Next week, yes. The 12th. Join
yeah.
us. Tell your friends. It'll be awesome.
Thanks.
Have a great
Thanks,
night.
Kara. Good
night.
About you, baby, lately when I'm all alone, it's just about the only thing I do. And when I close my eyes in a dream, baby, you are who I see. And when I wake up and I'm alone.